TagCastPodcast.com.
Hey guys, today's episode is brought to you as always by our gracious sponsors at Pizza Now and Complete Ag Resolutions. Complete Ag Resolutions offer you the best solutions in all your agricultural needs. They're a family-based business where the customer always comes first. Check them out at facebook.com/completeagresolutions. And Pizza Now, they're ready when you are. They're at 1705 Southeast Hill Street. And I personally would suggest that you get the porcupine pizza. It's a barbecue base with a pulled pork and pineapple and red onions if you like that stuff. Check them out. They have a Facebook at Pizza Now Albany. You can call them up at 928-0900. You can check out their Twitter at Pizza Now One. So check out Pizza Now and Complete Ag Resolutions. And now listen to your episode. Hey, Gatch.
Yeah.
We're on iTunes. We're on TuneIn. We're on Stitcher. We're on the internet. We're on Facebook. We're on TagCastPodcast.com.
You just blew my mind.
Did you say blow?
Mind. I'm losing my mind.
And now, once again, it's time for the TagCast Podcast with Terry and Gatch.
Is it blow?
Yeah.
My name's Terry Gatch.
You know what you are? You give me leg monster!
You're a sexist, egotistical, lying, hypocritical bigot.
Hello, everybody. I can't speak.
My leg was right out in the middle of the street.
Did you know that I've seen your penis 6 times today? And his name is Dustin Gatchel.
Would you go to the president's office? Shit on his desk while he's watching right there on his desk.
We don't need idiots.
Ernest?
Good for nothings. Meth heads. Or
Bob.
I'm getting made for this, boys.
The TagCast Podcast starts right now.
Don't do that. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the TagCast 327. Not encouraging you to drink and drive, but we'll have some fun with it.
Oh, drink and drive.
Oh, drink and drive. Yeah, that's what we mean. Yeah.
It's the new year.
Yes.
The cops aren't doing any crackdowns anytime soon.
No, they're not. All right.
Okay.
I love
what's your name?
I'm Gatch.
Oh, yeah. You almost forgot.
I know. I did.
The drinking and driving threw you off.
I don't know
if you recognize this song. My name's Terry Guile, by the way, and this is a Black Flag song called Drinking and Driving. He almost sounds like Henry Rollins.
It does. It's very very spot on.
This is Primate. This is a supergroup of sorts.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin Sharp on vocals from Brutal Truth.
Uh-huh.
Bill Tyler, I think is how you pronounce his name. The guitarist from Mastodon is in there. A guitarist from Hallow's Eve.
Mm-hmm.
And a drummer from another band that I can't remember. Kind of a supergroup of sorts.
Wow.
And they have an awesome album called Draw Back a Stump, which is why I'm so partial to this album, I think. And they're called Primate. So check those guys out if you have a chance. That reminds me, on our other podcast, the Zappa Tagcast.
Uh-huh.
We have a follower on our Facebook, the singer from Hallow's Eve. Remember that? Yeah, you told me about it. He started following us long ago.
Yeah.
Stacey Anderson
from
Hallow's Eve. I don't know if any of you listeners are familiar with Hallow's Eve, but the guitarist that you're hearing here with the guy from Mastodon playing in the background is from Hallow's Eve as well. So it all kind of ties in together.
Yeah.
Well,
we got
Monday.
A bunch of new likes over.
God, we did. We're at 1K.
Yeah.
1 point something K.
Yeah. We were under 200 the other day.
I know. I was just bragging last week how Terry Guile was still ahead of the TagCast Podcast on likes. I'm still at 191. No! Yeah. Nobody likes. Well, it'll start going
up
now.
A few polls and
stripper polls?
Yeah. A little effective marketing, I guess.
That works good, stripper polls.
Yeah, it did. Yeah, you got strippers, you know, people are going to flock to you.
You should do a poll about strippers.
Oh, yeah, I should, huh?
Yeah. Do you prefer redheads or clean shaven? Or do you prefer when they touch you and you're not supposed to touch them?
Let's see. Yeah. I don't know. I've done a few different polls.
Yeah. Pretty good. One was a best band ever or something.
Oh, best band ever, Beatles or Nickelback.
No, that wasn't the one I was talking about.
Oh. That one was very good.
It was Zeppelin.
People were actually picking Nickelback, so I had to stop.
Oh, yeah. Wasn't it Zeppelin, Sabbath, or Deep Purple?
Yeah.
From
yeah.
68 yes. to 70 something?
I was very surprised to see Zeppelin so far ahead.
Everybody said Sabbath was overrated. A lot of people said Sabbath was overrated. Do you know who
overall,
threw this poll?
I guess.
I'm wearing my Black Sabbath shirt right now, damn it.
Well, I know.
But I have a Zeppelin shirt, too, so.
But it just, I don't, it, and maybe if you look at their entire catalog, because, you know, Sabbath in the recent years, and you have the whole Aussie thing.
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe they took a little bit of a respect dive.
See, it just depends on if you're more music geek. I would have to say Zeppelin is a little more, the songs are, I don't know. I don't want to diss on any Sabbath because they're fucking awesome, but the Zeppelin songs are a little more intricate and drawn out. More
a little more technical?
Yeah, a little more technical. I don't know who you would say the better drummer was. Everyone would say, of course, John Bonham would be better than Bill Ward, but apples and oranges, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know.
What about bass players?
Well, with a name like Geezer, it's got to be good.
Yeah.
Wait, who was the bass player? John Paul Jones. You know, I was reading up on some Led Zeppelin, I think, because of these polls. And I found out that, like, right around the time they were recording Physical Graffiti, right before they started recording that, John Paul Jones wanted to quit the band so he could become a choir director at some... like
what?
Like a church.
That is crazy.
He had grown tired of the touring...
And the
incessant schedules and stuff like that.
He seemed one of the more relaxed dudes of the band.
Yeah. I like his demeanor in a lot of the interviews I've seen when the Crooked Vultures were together with when you got Josh Homme and Dave Grohl and John Paul Jones just kind of yucking it up. But for sure, though, I don't know. I think I picked Black Sabbath.
Yeah. I'm not that familiar with Deep Purple above their hits, to be honest with you.
Nah.
Maybe one of their albums.
I think Ritchie Blackmore is underrated, but to me, I don't know. Hans loves Ritchie Blackmore a lot. I was surprised to find out that Yngwie Malmsteen was heavily influenced by Ritchie Blackmore, but it doesn't sound like it in his playing. It sounds like he was influenced by Bach or Stravinsky or something like that.
Yeah, but, some crazy strings player.
Yeah, for sure. Hmm. But yeah, and the other poll was a songwriter poll. I think that was the one that I put out there.
Yeah.
It was
Lennon, McCartney.
Yeah, songwriting duos.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, people throw out different bands, and I don't mean to naysay because I love them too, but someone had mentioned Pink Floyd, and it made me look because I didn't know. Mm-hmm. I didn't know if Roger Waters and David Gilmour wrote a lot of songs together. Turns out they only wrote like 5 hits together out of the hundreds of songs they had, and a total of, I could find with my scouring, of even songs that I hadn't even heard from, like Pipe with the Gates of Dawn and stuff like that, only 12 songs they co-wrote. I mean, just the two of them. There was some group listed as the whole group, all 4 members, which I don't consider that.
Well, I think that's probably, you know, how they did a lot of their writing was as a group.
Yeah, experimenting.
You know, and then, yeah, but I don't think... many of them probably ever just sat down and wrote, hey, let's play this. I don't know. I don't know how their process was. But, yeah, they didn't seem like a team that worked together that well, or that often, I guess I should say. Not well.
Right.
But, you know, the kind of Roger Waters was kind of controlling at the time, you know. I don't see him really taking input from many. And, David Gilmour just seemed like, you know.
Well, he was the last one to join of those 4 of the core. Four core on the floor. So, yeah, it's Monday.
Do you think he was always like, do you think they called him David Kidmore or something like they did with Jason Newkid?
Oh, maybe.
Do you think they call, like, even up to like 1979 and stuff when they're in the wall, they're like, hey, new kid, go give me a water.
I doubt it. He probably might have felt that way.
Yeah.
But maybe not. I don't know. Shit, what was I going to... Oh, yeah, I was saying that it was Monday. That's kind of why I started off the episode with that kind of rockin' tune to kind of get people out of their funk. It's been rainy. It's been shitty. I had to drive the van.
I heard.
Because the car's fucking up again. You know, that Lucas transmission treatment only lasts 8 months, I guess.
Is it like a spray-in thing or something?
No, you just, it's really thick
oil.
You put it in your transmission just like you'd put in transmission fluid. Mm-hmm. And it apparently lubricates the valves and it makes them get unstuck. And it helps from hard shifting and from slippage.
Mm-hmm.
And it still runs. It's good for putting around town, I guess. But I don't want to be driving it anywhere far.
Long distance.
You know, and,
especially on the interstateage.
Yeah. So what'd you do over the weekend? Anything awesome?
Did you? I made a bunch of polls on Facebook.
That's all you did?
Pretty much.
garnered some likes on our pages.
Yeah. And, I did not watch the Pro Bowl. I'm not a Pro Bowl fan.
I didn't even know it was on, because you know why? Sports are dumb.
Yep.
.com.
Yep. I did start a poll on who would win the Super Bowl between Baltimore and San Francisco. I should have, like, all right, do you know those two teams' names?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, okay.
I used to like the Niners, the 49ers back in the Joe Montana days and Jerry Rice and stuff like that. They kind of took over for my favorite team. That was kind of a bandwagon jumper because they were good in the 80s or whenever
that
was.
Exciting to watch.
And the Ravens.
Yep.
I know that. And I just think that that's weird because I don't know how many years there have been a team called the Ravens. I've heard of them before, but they still seem like they'd be calling him New Kid too.
Yeah,
like
they would be.
Were they 10 years? Has it been more than 10 years?
Yeah, just because time flies so fast for me these days, maybe about 15. See, the story is there is a team called the Cleveland Browns. That city could no longer afford or no longer wanted the team.
Ah.
So what they did was the Cleveland Browns moved and became the Baltimore Ravens.
Huh.
And then a year later, Cleveland got a team and named it the Cleveland Browns.
Weird.
Isn't it?
That is
so
weird.
So if you were a fan of the old Cleveland Browns, would your allegiances go with the Baltimore Ravens because they were the Cleveland Browns? Or just some this new team that is called the Cleveland Browns?
It would probably be the new team because as far as I'm concerned, when you're watching and following sports, you're just rooting on the jersey anyway. Because if someone gets traded to another team, you hate them now because they turn their back and you'll boo them and stuff like that. But what's up with Ray Lewis? Is he just a crybaby? I heard he's been crying on...
Oh, no. He's thanking God. So what's going on?
I don't know. I saw something on Saturday Night Live this weekend. I watched Saturday Night Live on Saturday, and there was some chick host that I didn't even know or recognize. But it wasn't. That was last week. It was Adam Levine, actually, some stupid rapper. But on Weekend Update, they had a black dude that Kenan Thompson played Ray Lewis, and he started to cry a couple times, and he's like, and Seth was making fun of him, and so I don't know. I don't watch sports enough.
He does cry and thank God a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't believe I made it to the Super Bowl. Yeah, he's later on in his career, so he's probably, you know, this could be his last season. So that's probably what you're seeing. That's the storyline of the Super Bowl.
Right.
I don't really watch the media, so I don't know. But I know, you know. I mean, I know the history a little enough to know what the storylines are for the 2 weeks. And I was just telling my friend the other day, because he said it's going to be a good Super Bowl. I said, dude, it's going to be disappointing as always, because there's no way that it could live up to any of the hype that goes on for 2 weeks to fucking...
Yeah.
It's only a 60-minute game.
Yeah.
You know, you watch it, it's over just like that before you know it's halftime, and then it's over, and hopefully maybe you'll get like a last-second... play that.
And
have you
heard what the halftime entertainment is yet?
Yeah, but I can't remember.
Oh, cool. I don't even know.
Something like that.
If I heard, I can't remember. But I'm really stoked about halftime of the Super Bowl this year because that's when Andy Andrus is releasing his video.
Oh, really?
At halftime
of
the Super Bowl.
Nice.
And I think with that push, he might get. I think he's releasing it on YouTube, but So check that out.
It's got a lot of competition, though, because they have the lingerie bowl.
Yeah.
And they have that puppy bowl. Have you ever watched the puppy bowl?
I've heard about it. I never watched it.
Dude, it is fucking hilarious.
Is it funny, but it's ridiculous,
it's funny,
though?
It's funny for about 2 minutes.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're stoned enough, you could just stare at it.
Yeah.
You know, but it's basically, I don't even think, I think there is a ball, and they just let these dogs, puppies play in like a giant area, and there's all these puppy toys.
Huh.
And then if for some reason one of the dogs like spikes into the football and carries it over to the goal, that's a point or something like that. But it's not like they don't encourage them. To do any of that, they just, you might, one of them might.
And they're little cute puppies, right?
Yeah, and they're just
They should
around.
Have like a fucking pit bull. With Michael Vick as the coach.
That's funny.
They wouldn't be fighting, they'd just be pushing each other down. You know, someone who'd never seen football would think, Mick, those guys are fighting. Why are they so mad?
Yeah.
They knock you down and then they go,
oh, I was watching that Pitbull and Paroli show the other day.
I didn't know that was such a thing.
Yeah, it's these people that they rescue pit bulls and they also hire Parolis.
Huh.
So pit bulls and Parolis, but there was this one dog that this lady went and rescued, this pit bull, and he had apparently, his owner had passed away. And in order for the dog to survive, he had to eat his owner.
What?
Yeah, he had to chow down on his owner. So when they found him, I mean, the dog...
Whoa!
...to survive, right? You know? I mean,
yeah.
So it's not really the dog's fault, really, right? But it being a pit bull, you know, I mean, it's kind of like a... That's secondary then, right? Because the pit bull's just... The public perception and the way that want to
what do you think about that, though? Seriously, about the pit bulls. Do you think that pit bulls are automatically a bad dog and going to...
No.
Yeah.
I don't automatically think all cops are dicks.
Yeah, there's good cops.
Most of them.
There's good, there's good cops and bad cops.
Of course. You know, there's good and bad in every group that you want to generalize together.
Yeah.
Yeah, whether it be pit bulls or parolees. Go ahead.
I'm just going to jump in right here real quick. I just got a message from our generous sponsor at Complete Ag Resolution. He saw that my rig is broke, and if I could pay for parts, he would do the labor in exchange for a little advertisement.
Awesome.
Dude, you fucking rock. I don't know. I hope you still listen every day. We gave you a birthday shout-out last week, and I left you a message on your page not telling you to listen because I assume that you do. Because you pay for this shit. And that's awesome. I will definitely... I got another friend who's supposed to be helping me, but they don't always come through. And we're looking online right now to get the tranny and the parts. And hell yeah, that's awesome. So anyway,
awesome.
Back to pit bulls and Paroli. Sorry
about
that.
Well, I just go keeping with the text theme. I got a text earlier from the Iron Cheek. He said, "The Michael Bolton deserved to get fucked by dead dog to his music. Then you know what kind of piece of garbage he is. Michael, go fuck yourself."
Go fuck yourself, Michael Bolton. Now, he's not talking about Michael Bolton from that movie Office Space, is he?
No.
No, he's talking about the singer. No. When a man
the pit bull, this guy was being eaten by his dog. And so, yeah, you know, and then they go and show him, and it's like, you know, he's just sitting there.
Yeah.
He's laying there.
Being a good dog.
Yeah, puppy, you know, and so, I mean, you know, you got to deal with it probably on a one-by-one basis, right?
Yeah, I got a friend who had a pit bull that had been around a small child and been totally fine for a long time and just snapped and almost killed the kid. And they had to put the dog down, of course, but it was traumatic for everybody involved.
Yeah.
For the owner of the dog, because she loved the baby that it attacked. And the family loved the dog and loved the lady that owned the dog. And so the kid got hurt and the dog had to be killed. And
yeah, it's not a good thing for anybody.
I don't think any bigger dogs should be around little babies
one-year-old
kids that would maybe accidentally poke them in the eye or grab their balls. Mm-hmm. You know, you never
it's
know
the same thing with
do.
Anything, though. I mean, if you're going to have that kind of a thing, just be responsible.
Yep. Keep an eye on everything all the time.
Yeah.
As best you can, I guess.
Yeah. Don't let your little 3-year-old play with a 200-pound pit bull.
Exactly. Oh, nice doggy, nice doggy. And he's licking the face, and then you poke the eye wrong, and a lick turns into a chomp.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, that's some heavy Monday.
I've done that with a mini schnauzer, though.
I got bit in the face. I got part of my ear bit off, dude.
What?
You could probably, like, you might even still be able to see it when I was 7. Uh-huh. I got to take my headphones off. I don't know if you can see.
Oh, yeah.
I'm missing a little piece on the back of, my ear. We'd gotten a stray dog. We'd had him for about a week. It's a great dog. Loved him. His name was Leo. And he was a big dog. He was a mutt. Uh-huh. And he was real nice and everything. Well, it's real stupid for a 7-year-old to try to take a bone away from a dog, especially when you've only had it a week and it was a stray. And he just let me know who was boss when it came to
bones. Whose bone that was.
Yeah, that's my bone. And he went, rawr, rawr. And like, there was like blood running down my neck and stuff. My parents thought I got my jugular vein ripped out.
Because they saw all the blood.
Yeah, because ear bleeds a lot for some reason. Mm-hmm. I got 7 stitches in my ear there. And then another time I got bit in the face, like right below my eye to where it broke the skin. So as a kid, I fucked around with dogs like I shouldn't. And I definitely.
You all pull on tails and pull on bones.
Oh, we were just playing, you know. Yeah. And you're thinking that the dog loves you and then you push it a little too far and he doesn't have a human voice to say, dude. Oh, sorry, I just beat you.
Yeah, just like when you get all those claws from a cat.
Maybe that's why. I can handle that, though. I still like cats better than dogs. Mm-hmm. I did that bit. We went to the green room again on Thursday and did comedy and did my cats versus dogs bit. Got a good response because there was another full crowd. I'm loving it. The green room is like blowing up on Thursday nights. I counted heads. There was probably only 35 people, but it's packed. I mean, it's a small little place. And there was actually an audience member there that he had either, I don't know, cerebral palsy. He was in a wheelchair, arm up, you know, kind of like a bent hand. Nothing. But that's his basic way. So, like, and he was there for the comedy show with his caretaker, and he was enjoying it a lot, but it's a little bit rough for the comics because he doesn't always know when to laugh. You know, they'd be in the middle of a setup, and he'd go, "Aah!" And they'd have to, like, try not to stop and go, dude, really? You know, but no, he was laughing, and like, he mostly laughed when everyone else laughed. He would see everyone crack up, and then he'd just go, "Yay!" Mm-hmm. So it was pretty cool.
Part of it, right?
You know, and there was a first timer up there that had a joke about running over people on bicycles. He's from out of town. He's like, "You guys got a lot of bicyclists around here." He goes, "I hit 3 of them on the way," and then he like tried to. He goes, "I just threw him a 20, and they all didn't care." And he was terrible, though. He was one of the worst. It was his first time, so I shouldn't say. You know, it's tough your first time, but. Mm-hmm. And then he, like, tried to make fun of someone who'd got hit by a bicycle, but he kind of went, "Oh, no!" Like.
Oh, okay, yeah. Uh-huh.
And it was just a weird. Everyone kind of got
awkward.
Like, dude, that guy's right there, you know? And then he kind of fell on the ground and acted like he had no legs, was trying to cover it up or whatever, but. That just made me realize when you. I never.
The handicapped guy fell on.
Track. No. The comedian was trying to cover for himself, you know. So, or if you want to call him, he was an open micer. I wouldn't call him a comedian, but. And then another guy. He wasn't his first time, but he was dropping a bunch of Casey Anthony jokes. Really tasteless Casey Anthony joke and Kaylee Anthony jokes. Talking
about. I don't know who that is.
That's that lady that killed her daughter and got off on it.
Oh, okay.
Not just got off on doing it. No. I mean, she didn't get charged with murder. There was a big case a year or two ago, and then recently a lot of ladies.
Heard about it, but just didn't register the
people
name.
Were like, "Oh, that lady should die." You know, she's partying all the time, and now she's getting a book deal and going to get a bunch of money from the fact that she killed her daughter. And I guess they found her at the bottom of a pool, and he was making jokes about that, and everybody was just totally quiet. And he's like, "What's the difference between the portrait of Dorian Gray and Kaylee Anthony? The photo of the Dorian Gray gets older each year." You know, and there was a lot of ladies and mothers in the audience, and it was just dead silent. And he's like, "Oh,
you gotta learn to feel your crowd in the moment, you know."
And then when that happened, instead of switching gears, he's like, "Yep, that's me. That's this guy. I'm telling those kind of jokes." He goes, "And I got 5 minutes, so if you're not gonna laugh at me, I'm still just gonna stand up here and do my stuff." And he told like 3 more, and everybody was like, "We went outside. It was bothering my wife because it was pretty. When you're a mother and you have a kid and you're into the story of her killing her daughter and all that stuff, but other than that, it was a great night. And then the final guy was, I think we've talked about him before. He's a comedian from Portland who just happened to be in town, Mark Saltfight. He's the, if not the champion, like the second place world champion of palindromes.
Oh, okay.
He went to the palindrome championship in New York.
Wow.
And he spends a lot of his time writing palindromes, which I guess you just write words backwards and see if it spells anything else and then try to work it into a phrase or whatever. The only one I ever remember is sit on a pan otis. Remember that one? That's the same forward as it is backwards. But anyway, the reason
what
I talk
about
Bob and Mom.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Wow.
I'm great at three-letter ones.
Wow, sis. Mom. or wow, sis, wow. No, but the reason I mentioned Mark Saltfight, because he was the last guy, and his name sounds like Saltfight, which I don't even know if that's a thing, but that would be awesome to have a salt fight.
Yeah, they got those salt guns.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You should get shot with rock salt.
Mm-hmm. Just a little tiny pinch.
So, and then he goes, well, no one else mentioned it, and I don't know, hope I don't offend anybody. He goes, but I want to have a fucking round of applause for wheelchair guy. And everybody's like, yeah, you know, so it was cool. And then he's like, yeah. And he's like, the problem is, he goes, half the time, I don't know if he's laughing at me or heckling me. And the lady that was with him goes, he's like, you should tell me whether. And she goes, oh, no, he's having a great time. He's totally just laughing at you. And he's like, he's laughing at me. Nice. She's like, no, I mean, he's laughing at what you're saying because that's what you do, right? And he's like, yeah, I guess, whatever. But it was kind of brave to call out wheelchair dude, and he kind of did a little making fun of him, like right there. And it was kind of funny though. And on this other guy, he was talking about having kids and stuff. And there was this older gentleman and this lady sitting in the front. And he goes, "You're probably a father, sir. You look like a fatherly gentleman." And he goes, "Yep." He goes, "This is my daughter right here." And he goes, "See what I mean?" He goes, "You get a nice daughter that grows up." She goes, "She's good looking, a little bit slutty, but she's." And the guy was like 60, and he kind of went. He kind of got this weird smirk on his face, like he was going to be pissed for a second because he just called me a slutty. And then he goes, "Oh, wait, it's a comedy show. Funny. Ha ha. Good one, buddy."
Yeah.
So it was pretty cool. There was probably another 12, 15 comics. So it's filling up down there. If anyone listening wants to try their hand on the mic down there, you should go down. Every Thursday, sign-ups are from 8 to 8:30, and then it rolls from 8:30 to 10. And you want to get there early because the list has been filling up. We've only been getting like 4 or 5 minutes time, which we used to get more than that. Hey, you know what I almost forgot? Last week, you know, it was your birthday and Adrian's birthday.
It was.
He called us, didn't he?
Yeah, he did call us.
I haven't got it. Did you listen to the thing yet?
I did listen to it.
Did you read it?
See the,
I couldn't make heads or tails of what was going on.
Yeah.
Bacon. Anyway,
yeah.
Shit. We're going to roll this if I can find my shit.
Yeah.
Our number one fan from Canada.
It was a relaxing birthday for me. I didn't do much.
Did you get any gifts from family or friends? Or
yeah, but I haven't gone over there and picked them up yet.
Oh, see how you are?
I know.
We got you something. You don't even care enough to fucking get it.
Yeah.
So this is another unedited, pre-screened call. I guess we could edit it out if he says anything really crazy. But Adrian Bacon Farrell giving us a call.
Hey, Justin and Terry, what's going on? This is Adrian Bacon Farrell from Newfoundland, Canada, calling. I'm the token Canadian. I listen to the Tagcast and the Zappacast all the time. Any viewers that are currently viewing the show or listening to the show need to double their efforts and buy from their Amazon channel to help support this awesome show. I'm currently in a bar called Oasis. I am drunk as fuck. Just like Ricky, I'm drunk as fuck.
Drunk as fuck.
Dustin and I seem to have the same birthday on January 22nd. I hope all our viewers like to tune in on Wednesday and Friday for the next two shows. And basically, just eat more bacon. Eat more bacon. I am awesome. Thanks, guys. Keep up the good show, guys. Talk to you guys later in the comment section.
You are awesome. Thanks, Adrian. That was a cool call.
He was pretty wasted, too.
Yeah, that was his birthday. He was partying up. I heard a little tiny bit of Canadian accent in there, and not as much as I thought.
He called.
I thought he'd have a thicker accent.
He called and I didn't get the message for a while. And, you know, I'm not really that familiar with Google Voice. So I don't know how long it takes and stuff like that, right? And
right.
A little while later came. And he had gave me the number beforehand, and I signed off on it. I said, yeah, that's the number. And later, when I didn't get the message, he showed me it again, and it was wrong.
Damn it.
I didn't check the area code. He had dialed 514 instead of 541.
All right, so if anyone's wondering, listening, and wondering, that's what whistering is. It's when you wonder and listen at the same time.
Wow.
Give us a call. It's 541-791-6824 or 6-tag. I was working. This is going to sound funny, maybe, to you or to any of our listeners, but I was watching Saturday Night Live last night, and they had a digital short with Andy Samberg, like they always do, and he did a kind of a rappy song.
He's still with the cast?
No, I think he was just there. He was just visiting. He pretended. Adam Levine was doing his monologue, and then people turned around in their big chairs and pretended like they were the judges on
The Voice. Yeah.
And Jerry Seinfeld popped up, and Cameron Diaz, and Andy Samberg, and they were all giving him tips on how to be a comedy actor, because this is his first time doing Saturday Night Live. So it was kind of funny, but they did this rappy kind of song, and it just... I used to write raps with my friend Bobby Jordan back in the day from Vowel Movements when we was into the Beastie Boys and NWA and stuff like that. And so late last night when I was super stoned, I wrote this really, which it was really killer last night when I wrote it. I haven't read it yet. So I wrote a tag cast rap.
Nice.
And so I'm looking for some beats. I know my son Mike has been doing some beats on SoundCloud, and I checked out those yesterday, but most of them, I don't know if you're listening, Mike, you're probably not, because you never do, you loser, but most of them said this song is not available, and the only one I could find was kind of too slow, and I wanted to be a little bit of a quicker kind of rap, but it drops little things about what we do, and the listeners who have listened to the show will know some of the little things I'm talking about, and so, yeah, call our hotline. Maybe I'll make a compilation of some hotline calls.
That'd
everybody.
Be cool.
Like, we've only had, I think, 5 people call. Nick and Lady Spitfire and Dave Forsythe and Dano and Adrian and maybe one other.
Drunk Wayne.
Oh, yeah,
Drunk Wade.
Yeah, Hans heard that, and he was like, yeah, he told Lance, Drunk Wade, drunk dialed the podcast. And like, yeah. So that was pretty awesome. He recognized him and knew who he was.
Well, you can get Poverty's Poster Boy to lay you down some beats.
Yeah, maybe so. I played some of that track for Mike because I told him that he was looking for some live drums. And he's like, shit, I could make some beats better than that for him, though. And I go, well, he doesn't want beats. He wants drum beats. He's going for something.
Well, it's open for future collaborations. I think on this album, he just wants the drums replaced. But there's definitely, you know, he's always looking for beats.
Yeah.
To do stuff with. It seemed like a fun collaboration.
Mike was all worried about using samples from like X-Files and like Tales from the Crypt and stuff like that. Like he thought he was going to get in trouble. I said, it's if you're just posting them on SoundCloud and you're not doing anything with them, it's not.
Yeah, I wouldn't worry until somebody came and knocking. If you're not making money on them.
He was using some stuff from a Rob Zombie song, which I told him was actually from movies, from old movies, because Rob Zombie uses samples from old movies. And he said he contacted Lionsgate and some other people, and they never got back to him. Well, I told him that we did that when Domesticide got in a little bit of a situation with those samples we had, and they flat out told us no. They wouldn't even give us a monetary number. They just said, no, you're not allowed to use it. And I said, well, can't we? Nope. Okay. Screw you, then.
Yeah, there's music. I mean, you could do it without permission so much as that. You know, I mean, you might have to pay a royalty.
Yeah.
I think you don't necessarily need, but artists don't really, musical artists don't really hold that right to say no, I don't think, for most.
Yeah, I was blown away when I got that email from Disc Makers. It said, at the beginning of the song titled Number 5, it was a some dialogue from Kevin Spacey.
Yeah, they have to go all legality and shit like that.
They totally said it. They're like, from Kevin Spacey on Usual Suspects. That's owned by this company. And at the beginning of this song, you use a clip from Stand By Me, which is owned by this company. I was like, fuck.
Yeah.
You guys got me. You guys want to go see a dead body? That was like 2 seconds. Mm-hmm. Really? 2 seconds? What the fuck? Mm. I told them, too. My band, I wrote that company and said, my band is from Brownsville, Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
I go, and this has a lot to do with our band and our fans, you know, would identify with it because they know that clip. And the song is a death metal band, kind of about dead bodies and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, no, sorry.
Hmm.
It's like, if I had a lawyer, I'd sue you. Get fucking, you know what I was thinking?
Yeah.
I don't know why I thought of this, but I wrote it on here. How many listeners out there would be interested and would actually purchase a TagCast podcast t-shirt?
I was just wondering that the other day.
Now, why would we both be thinking that?
Because it's about that time.
Great minds think alike.
Yep.
That's what I think.
Yeah.
And we could have like a little store on our site where you could buy a shirt. Or
yeah.
We just have to... been bugging Jerry Murphy. I don't know if you saw... there was a reply from Jason Lay, said, good luck getting anything from him. He's like, I've asked him for 2 years to draw me a couple things and nothing. And they're like, not that we're not good friends, but those guys are like probably,
yeah.
Sorry, Jerry, are you guys better friends than we are? Because I was going to say that, but I don't want to hurt your feelings. I know we're good buddies, but it just seems like you and Jason have probably had more. You know, I didn't see you for years, and then when I did see you, you were with Jason both times, the first few times I saw you again. Mm-hmm. So that leads me to believe that you're better friends with him than me, and that really hurts my feelings.
I was considering asking him because I've been working on my latest book, which is compiled from some Hawaii pictures, Flames Took.
Hawaii Burning?
Yeah, Flames in Hawaii.
It's all about volcanoes.
Mm-hmm. And I was going to put like a little guy that had like flaming hair or something superimposed on all the pictures. And I thought, well, I guess I could do a stick figure or something and put him out there. But I don't really, I was going to ask him to draw me a little burning man.
Yeah, well, good luck.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't need luck to ask him because you're totally in control of that. But, good luck on getting a yes out of him. Or maybe he'd be like Pat, and he'd say, yeah, I'll do it, but then he just doesn't. Or he'd be like my daughter's ex-boyfriend, Matt, who says, yeah, I'll totally help you fix the transmission. When? The 12th of never. That's when it's going to be.
Wow.
The 12th of never.
I like that it's an actual number that would be realistic.
The 12th?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When? It's not like the 32nd of June.
Yeah.
The 12th. You know, that would also work.
Because when you start to say the 12th, they're like, oh.
Yeah.
Never.
Nah, November. No, never.
Never. The 12th of never.
never. I like
that's
that.
That's right. So, yeah, if you guys are interested in having a TCP shirt, as we call it. It'd be taking care of business with a TCP. TCB yeah, with a TCP.
Uh-huh.
When we're on PCP and LSD.
There's the shirt image right there.
And then if you want to check us out, go to TMZ.
Are we getting stories on
that? Oh, dude, we're all over that thing. You guys don't go to TMZ.com, though, because they're against us. They spread lies.
They
took a picture of my butt when I was getting out of a car. I forgot to wear my pants. The paparazzi in Brownsville caught me.
Man.
I was caught by the paparazzo.
How many times do chicks have to get caught with that move before they start thinking before they get out of the car?
They're doing it on purpose, man.
You
know
think
it.
So? You think it's so? Any publicity is good publicity?
They're like, yeah, I shaved my pussy. Check it out. And then this other chick's like, yeah, Britney Spears, she looks like a baby. I got landing strip. Whoop, check it out.
Yeah.
No, I'm just shaved from the bottom half up.
But the Britney one wasn't very flattering, was it?
It was more fattering.
Yeah.
It was a big old flattered pussy.
Yeah.
It really flattered her pussy. I wonder if any of you lady listeners, I know we don't have a lot, but any of you lady listeners, if you've ever had your lady business flattered. That's a good thing. That doesn't mean it sounds like a bad thing. Uh-huh. Like I've been mentioning when girls say, you know, if you say something snappy to your girlfriend and they say, that's it, you're cut off. No sex mm-hmm. for you. Why are you going to use the term cut off when you're talking about business? You know, can't you just say no sex? You don't have to say you're cut off.
Yeah.
I could be cut off from weed or cut off from society, but I don't want my dick cut off.
Yeah.
Blammo.
No wing wang chang.
Hey, there's this. This is totally off the subject, but we've talked about Sam Squanch and Sasquatch
dude.
Bigfoot.
Sam Squanch is always on the subject.
And I always forget your tribe of Indian, but the Umatilla Indian Reservation mm-hmm. in Pendleton,
mm-hmm.
they believe that mysterious cries coming from a nearby swamp are being made by Bigfoot.
Hmm.
Now, Indians are pretty perceptive as far as, like, nature and animals and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Not that anyone else isn't, but the Tribal Housing Authority employee on the reservation located east of Pendleton says the cries were first reported last month and that there are many theories as to what animals are making the sounds, but they are positive that it's Bigfoot.
Positive?
Yep. It's kind of spooky, she said.
Hmm.
Some say it's foxes and some say it's a female coyote.
Well, what makes them positive? What signs are they
seeing? But we're positive that it's Sam Squanch.
What signs are they
actually, no, then
positive?
She says, I don't know what it is. So, real positive.
She wants to be positive that it is.
Yeah.
All right.
Exactly. And, this is, they're convinced, though. The Walla Walla, Umatilla, and Cayuse tribes are convinced that the sounds are coming from the legendary ape-like humanoid Sasquatch.
But why are they helping it if it's crying?
I don't know. What do you think he wants? More jerky?
No, probably. Probably. He could be stuck in the swamp and not able to get out.
Yeah, but, you know, Carl Sheeler, the wildlife program manager for the tribe, said there are several more likely culprits, including mm-hmm. cougars and other things other than the never-verified Bigfoot.
Mm. Well, you know, I mean, it depends on what kind of cry it is. If it's one cry, then it's something in trouble. And they're crying for the others. And if they continues to cry, obviously there are no others around.
Right.
But if it's like a bunch of them crying in unison, then it's probably something.
Yeah, and he also says that when cougars are breeding, it's absolutely hair-raising. Which is funny if you think about it in the term of a cougar of today. Like a lady. It's
I was just thinking of hair raising like a cat's hair raising.
Yeah. And the first time a person hears a fox calling in the night, kind of echoing around the canyons, it raises the hair on the back of your neck, too.
Oh, I imagine, man. When you're out there in the wilderness, you know, area, and you just hear any kind of animal, you know, it probably makes you think, wow, how little control you really have.
Yeah, so I hate when you see an article and it says, we're positive that it's Bigfoot, and then you read on and it says, well, we're not sure what it is, but we're convinced that it is Bigfoot.
Mm-hmm.
That's bullshit.
You believe in the Loch Ness Monster?
I don't. I think it was a fake picture because you only saw like two pictures.
I saw about three or four today.
Today?
Mm-hmm.
Nessie's still going?
Well, no, I was reading a different book. But, you know, some of it was like humps, and you know, and there's one that looked... The head one that's, you know, it's the color head one sticking out.
Yeah.
Looks like a cartoon.
Yeah. And the other one with the humps in the back. Yeah.
Yeah. It does
the lovely
not look
lady
real.
Humps. Yeah. They could have done a better job, I think, at that hoax.
Mm-hmm.
But, and I think it just is way smaller than it actually is portrayed to be.
Well, how big is the lake?
Loch Ness.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It can't be. I mean, you'd think that they could have drug it up with a net.
Well, yeah. Well, they're claiming that it's like probably bigger than this house. It's huge. Like,
well, your net would run into it then, right?
Yeah, I guess. It'd probably break through because it's so... She's a
bitch. Yeah, but then you'd have your proof.
She's a big bitch.
Yep.
Yep.
And you think... Oh, never mind. I was going to make a Nelly joke, but it's Nessie.
Old Nessie.
Yeah, old Nessie.
That's what I call my van.
Is it?
Yeah, because there was a song by Mastodon called that, even though it's probably about the Loch Ness Monster, but my van's kind of a monster itself.
Yeah, it is.
So we talked about the footlong thing last week. Remember that? You haven't had any since then?
No.
You take your tape measure in the store?
No, I thought about it. So, I whenever my friends go there, because I don't go to Subway, but whenever my friends go there, I always ask them to give me a loaf of bread. Just to get a, just give me a stick of bread.
Just a stick of bread and some butter.
Yeah.
No, but now I've heard of two separate people who are suing Subway, and it's not the person that originally from Australia that said that he realized it. One, I thought, I couldn't find it after I heard it somewhere. It was a $5 million lawsuit against Subway.
This class action lawsuit where anybody can get in?
Well, now, this one is. That first one that I said, I don't know that it is, but this guy from Marlboro, New Jersey, is suing Subway sandwich chain after he discovered that their subs are always short of 12 inches. he said that he has eaten about 50 Subway sandwiches a year since he was 18. That is 14 years, 50
$25 a year.
25, 50 sandwiches?
Well, that you would be losing.
Oh, yeah.
With the inch.
So he's like, they advertise in all these commercials, foot long, and now I feel like an idiot.
Mm-hmm.
Says Jason Leslie, 32, of Marlboro, New York. He says, I can't believe I fell for that trick. The sandwiches are anywhere between a half inch to an inch shorter. I feel cheated. And Leslie's federal class action lawsuit was filed Wednesday in Trenton, New Jersey. It comes after a state suit was filed Tuesday in Burlington County, which also accuses Subway of deceptive marketing.
Mm-hmm.
And the attorney said he's filing a similar lawsuit in Philadelphia on behalf of two other people. And said he wants Subway to insure its sandwiches, measure up, or put a disclaimer. And Subway said, its commitment remains steadfast to ensure that every Subway footlong sandwich is 12 inches. So they've changed their story from saying it's just a name to, because the big lawsuits are coming after them. So
you might as well, what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to make it a baker's foot. If you, sometimes your 12s are coming out 11s, you're going to have to make the standard 13, so they're all at least 12.
Yeah, and he said that they have redoubled their efforts to ensure consistency and correct length in every sandwich that they serve.
Now they're going to put some crappy thing in there that makes it rise evenly, and it's going to be poison.
Oh, and then we can sue them for that, too.
Yep. I don't know. It's you know what they're going to have to do now, though, is they're going to have to go the other way because they're going to have, like, a little chopping thing. You're going to have, like, a 12-inch, like, a little bread box, and you're going to put your thing in there, and they'll just chop whatever extras off of the end, so you only get 12 inches.
So then they're going to have to measure each one?
Yeah, why not?
That's not feasible for business purposes.
Well, isn't that what the whole lawsuit is about, that they want them to start doing?
Yeah, I guess. They want it to be exactly 12, but you know no one's going to complain if it's 12 and 3/8.
Yeah, exactly. So what if they just called it the 11/12 foot long?
You should call it foot long-ish. The new footlong-ish sandwiches.
What from Subway. Other countries do they sell, like, a meter long?
And we should ask John Travolta what they call a Subway in fucking Europe.
A footlong?
They don't call it a quarter pounder because of the metric system.
Yeah, they call it a third yard.
They call it a Royale with cheese.
They probably just call it a Subway sandwich, but they probably don't have that ridiculous footlong. I don't know.
What is a foot?
Have those commercials over there.
What's 12 inches in metric?
It's about foot. 12 inches, 30 centimeters or
it's
so.
It's exactly 12 inches.
30 centimeter.
Or so. So
I am not a fan of the Facebook page, McDonald's.
I don't even know about it. Did you like it accidentally or something?
No, but I am a fan of the Facebook page for McDonald's Australia.
Why?
I got different stuff. It was just funny to me. Like other day they said they're bringing something back for the first time in 18 years. And I was like, I wonder what that is. And then they always do some little thing that I don't understand, like not shrimp on the Barbie, but something similar that's probably very local culture to it. Yeah, Australia, and, you know, it's like, I don't understand that what that word could possibly mean in that context.
Yeah.
But it's just fun.
Yeah. What about you should McDonald's Hawaii?
Oh, it's spam?
Yeah, you could order a spam burger.
In Japan, I think they got shrimp. Like, they got, like, a compressed shrimp patty. You know how they do the chicken? Like, they chop it up and form it into a patty.
I want to McDonald's. Will you take your order, please? Yeah, I want a shrimp McMuffin with a side of spam fries.
Yeah, you could see that on YouTube, people opening up foreign McDonald's food, like the shrimp thing, and eating it. And you know, because the shrimp in Japan, you think of all the different, because here we have like the sweet and sour and the barbecue, you know, those are our standard sauces that we have. But over there, it's like soy sauce, fish sauce. So that's what they put on their burgers is like a standard. They probably don't put barbecue.
We should make a pledge to like go around the world to the McDonald's abroad and try every different. If I was rich and didn't mind dying young from eating shitty food. You know, I've really stopped it. I haven't eaten at McDonald's in a long time, and I was almost not forced into it. I could have made a fuss and said, oh, I'm going to go somewhere else if you guys go there, and we'll have to make two stops. Ugh. I'm kind of like, just go with the flow. And so I got a quarter pounder, and it was... It was just not good tasting anymore. And the nuggets are just like... weird now.
They are.
Ever since they said that they're actually made of chicken now, their fucking texture and the taste of them is just, even with the sauce doesn't cover up the taste enough to make them good. So whatever they were making it with before, that pink stuff,
bring it back.
Fuck, man, that stuff was good. I remember know. Nuggets used to be good.
What about just a bag of the chicken nugget skin?
Yeah. I'll just
or put
some.
That and form it into a patty and put that on a burger.
Chicken nugget skin burgers from McDonald's, bringing it back after 18 years.
That's what it is.
Well, we better get to birthdays before I get a couple here. See if you know who this guy is. He used to be in a band that I'm going to go see pretty soon that I almost forgot to talk about. Danny Spitz. Not related to the diver Mark Spitz.
That sounds familiar.
Anthrax guitarist. He was in Anthrax for many years till about, it was original member up until about 96. He's 50 today.
Anthrax.
And you know what's weird? He quit Anthrax because of whatever, and you know what he became? A fine watch repairman.
Really?
And a watch builder. Yeah. Makes like super expensive watches and shit.
Well, that guy is cuckoo.
Yes, he's a cuckoo cock. Also, Mo Rocca, birthday today. You know Mo Rocca?
Yeah, from Daily Show.
Yeah, he's on a lot of things, though. Yeah, he's a pretty funny comedian guy. He is, what, fucking 44 today.
Maybe everybody who has a birthday on our show should just be 50.
Okay, all right. Then our next guest, Donald Tardy. He's always late. Do you know who Donald Tardy is? He's a drummer for a death metal band. And he's 50, but not really. He's actually 43.
But,
Donald Tardy, drummer for Obituary. Happy birthday, Donald. He also took a break from Obituary and went to play for Andrew W.K. for a number of years.
Wow.
Yeah, what a fucking weird kind of shoot, dude, right?
I only know the one W.K. song.
What, Party Party All Time?
Or whatever it is.
They're all the same.
Are they?
I think. He's splashing water on himself in the video, and there's like he's pounding on a piano, and he seems like a pretty funny, cool dude or whatever, but it's not his birthday. Donald Tardy, happy birthday. He's always late. And a friend of mine, I only met him twice, but I call him a friend because he's a comedian, Andrew Dolst.
Wait, let me guess how old he is.
I don't even know. It said 71 on it.
He's 50.
It said 71 on his MySpace.
Ooh, you know what that means? That he's had MySpace for 2 years because he probably put 69 in there.
Wow. You're smart. I'm going to ask.
That's like the guy I saw the other day. He's 108. So I figured he's probably had Facebook for 9 years. He probably put 99 or 100, probably the max he could go.
I'm going to ask Andrew when I see him next time if he started his Facebook at 69. If that's true, then you're a genius.
Well, it just kind of came to me at the same time because I was thinking of the 108, which was yesterday, because I was writing a happy birthday to somebody on Facebook.
Well, sometimes genius just comes to you. Yeah. Speaking of geniuses and coming, oh, shit. I just came all over the board. Are you still there? Did you hear it? It's shorting out and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, do you got a napkin or something?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Speaking of coming.
What's in Hans' CD player?
What's in Hansi's CD player?
That's an awfully long lighter.
What's in Hansi's CD player?
All the better to like you.
I'm gonna have to change songs.
I keep forgetting to buy one.
I'm sick of that laugh.
What's in Hansi's CD player? We're gonna find out right.
So I don't even know. I'm gonna check it out real quick. Hansi's CD player today. Now we were just inadvertently talking about this movie the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ask me about the movie Mulholland Drive or Mulholland Falls? Which one was it?
Mulholland Drive.
That's what Hans is listening to today. The soundtrack from Mulholland Drive. David Lynch?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, that's got to be pretty creepy. All right, then that's going to tie in.
Now, I'm just wondering if that's like David Lynch has some weird music that he puts in his movies that's just
It's Andrea Bellalamante.
Oh, is it?
That did the Twin Peaks.
Okay.
So I assume it's the same guy because they worked on a few different projects together, and he does that eerie kind of music. I mean, they just work well together. Like, what's some other? Well, there's other, like, you got Tim Burton and
Danny Elfman. Yeah, for sure.
That's what I'm going to compare it to.
And speaking of, this is kind of a tie-in, and I didn't even realize it till right now. It's Danny Spitz's birthday, and in my cassette deck was Spreading the Disease from Anthrax, 1985. I revisited that yesterday.
Uh-huh.
The song's AIR. I forgot how awesome it are. Madhouse. Gung Ho was another really up-speed one that I just used to love, and now I listen to it, it's not that fast. I mean, I used to think it was super fast because back in the day it was, but now with all these crazy new kids that play so fast.
Yeah, they do, man.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It just makes those other people sound like they're just kind of plucking along. But I'm trying to look up here about this Mulholland Drive soundtrack.
Well, I have a question for Hans and my weekly question for Hans.
Oh, yeah. What has he not heard of yet?
Oh, no. I was just going to ask him a question.
Okay. Question for Hans.
Do you understand Mulholland Drive?
Dude, it's weird. I bet he does.
I don't even know if I do, and I've seen it like a dozen times.
Maybe I
just lost in that lesbian scene.
Yeah. You kind of forget exactly what's going on in the whole movie.
This is weird, because the one chick is just all like, well, she's been in an accident. She doesn't know what's going on, so she's just kind of staring off into space the other time, and the other one's just pretty naive, right?
Yeah, and you were correct. It was supervised by Angelo Badalamenti.
Yeah.
You're smart, man.
Yeah, Angelo Badalamenti.
Yeah, I don't know how to say
He did the Twin Peaks, man, and that's pretty... It's just eerie music.
Yeah, that was on Hans's CD player a couple months ago, the Twin Peaks soundtrack.
Uh-huh.
You know,
yeah.
So I know he's
a big
fan of
David Lynch. You can go online, and you can get, if you've seen Twin Peaks, you know, he's always listening to that tape recorder. He's talking into the tape recorder. You can go online and get that. Like the tapes.
Oh, you can?
Yeah.
What, he's speaking into it?
Mm-hmm.
How much does that cost?
You could just go and find it and download it on the sly. I think I downloaded it somewhere.
On the Slizzy?
Yeah.
Just somewhere for free off the internet?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
I tried to download a video off of YouTube yesterday with that Real Player thing.
Uh-huh.
And it got like a quarter of the way through and then stopped. I've never done it before, so I'm not...
I've got that one downloader in my Kindle, and I've only downloaded MP3s, but it has the option to download the video. I've just never tried. I wonder if it would work.
I don't know. It seemed like it was going to take quite a bit of time.
Yeah, 4 days or something like that.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
4 hours or something.
All right, well, I guess I'm going to do this little wrap-up thing. I'm going to give you a copy of this so you can do it sometimes because I'm tired of doing it. No, just kidding. We'd like to thank our great sponsors, Pizza Now and Complete Ag Resolutions. I'm feeling kind of hungry. I think we're going to go eat some pizza
soon.
And check those guys out. And if you want to know what's going on in the world of Terry Guile, like upcoming shows, I have a few on the list now. Go to terryguile.com if you want to book me or anything like that. Check out
Dano.
Yeah, book them, Dano. That's my booker. Book 'em, Dana. She books for me. But also check out Dustin's, what's it called? A charity thing. Yeah, it's VFMF.org. It's a musical scholarship that's given away instruments to children. And if you're a child or you have a child who's interested in that between the ages of, what is it, 10 and 17?
17.
Yeah, go to
vfmf.org, and you can download a application and fill it out, and your child just might be the lucky recipient of a nice instrument to get them started in their musical career. And yeah. I think that that's an awesome, awesome thing that you're doing there, buddy. Nice job. Also, if you listen to us on iTunes, go there and rate us or write us a review. If you're feeling generous, go to tagcastpodcast.com and click on the donate button. Give us a buck or whatever, or do some shopping at Amazon by clicking on the banner, or just continue to listen for free because we don't care. We're just looking to keep the show going so we don't have to pay every penny out of our pocket. And you can also go to Facebook, like us there, follow us on Twitter, and subscribe to our Tumblr. All the links are on our website, tagcastpodcast.com. And, man, Monday. I'm tired of this weather. I'm tired of the rain. We just bought some more wood today. Another $90 worth of wood that we're going to... just like throwing money in the fire. But I guess, you know, some people have electric heat and stuff like that, and it's going to cost a lot more.
Oh, man. So, I'm feeling it.
Yeah. Is it making your electricity bill go up?
Oh, I don't check my bills.
Oh, you just pay them?
Yeah.
You're just feeling it?
Well, it is being more... this time of year, so I like to crank the heat and then I turn it all the way down.
Yeah, and then open the door.
Exactly.
Fuck saving energy, man. I'm paying for that shit. I'm going to use it how I'd like.
Yeah, that's right.
So, yeah, this is going to wrap it up for Monday's show. Thanks for listening, everybody. I think we got a special guest coming on the show tomorrow for, or not tomorrow, but hump day, Wednesday. We're going to have Zach Rowe in the studio.
Yeah, yeah.
And then next week, we're going to have... or no, 2 weeks away. I don't think we'll have a guest next week. Maybe we'll get a Super Bowl guest.
Mm-hmm.
Never know. But in a couple of weeks, we're going to have Floyd come in, and he's actually going to be on our show.
Nice.
I think the week of the 11th.
Well,
maybe on the 13th, something like that. So tune in for that. Thanks for listening, you guys, and we'll see you on Wednesday.
Rock on.
With your bad selves.
Oh, I will.
Please do.
The TagCast podcast can be heard on iTunes,
Stitcher,
TuneIn Radio,
and our website,
TagCastPodcast.com.
You can also hear us rebroadcast on internet radio station Rock Out Radio on Friday evenings. Find us on Facebook and review us on iTunes.
Help support our show. Donate directly on our website.
Or click on our Amazon affiliate link before you shop there.
TagCastPodcast.com.
Hey, all you taggers looking for something awesome and cool to do? I hope so, because you don't want to just sit home all the time. God, I know the weather's bad out there, but geez, get out and do something. Friday, February 1st at the Hawthorne Theater, it's DRI. That's those Dirty Rotten Imbeciles with Rendered Useless and Guillotine. That's at the Hawthorne Theater. Check online for tickets for that one. And if you're not into that and you'd rather check out some Doom, it's basically right around the corner up there in Portland, that Ash Street Saloon downtown, the Witch Mountains LP release for Cauldron of the Wild, excuse me. They're releasing that on purple marbled vinyl. Diesta will be playing too, as well as two bands from New Orleans, Solid Giant and Red Shield. Check that out. 8:30 show, 21 and over, $8 at the door. February 2nd, that's a Saturday night at Bronx. It's Yob and Rolling Through the Universe, who are releasing their CD. It's a CD release show for them, and Usnia will be opening the show. Also that night at the Schnitz, it's Lewis Black. If you'd rather see some comedy, go check that out. February 11th, it's a Monday at John Henry's in Eugene, Oregon. It's Nashville Pussy. You can check out their website for ticket information, or John Henry's on Facebook. Wednesday, February 13th at the Roseland Theater, it's Marilyn Manson and Butcher Babies. That's up in Portland, and you should go check that out. They usually play bigger venues than that. Sunday, February 17th at Wonder Ballroom, it's Red Fang. I'm sure there's some other bands playing, but I haven't got any more information on that as of yet. So go check that out. February 19th at the Hawthorne Theater at Soulfly, Insight, Lodi Kong, and 30 Pound Test. You can get your tickets from Zach or Jason Rowe or Lyndon Wood or Blake Hansel. All the dudes from 30 Pound Test, check them out. They're on our friends list on our Facebook. February 22nd at the Baghdad Theater, it's comedy night with Tristan Spillman and friends up there at the historic Baghdad. It's $5 at the door, 21 and over, usually a 10 p.m. show, but we'll get more details on that as they develop, as well as the lineup. Couple more shows in February that I almost forget to mention. February 4th, that's a Monday, at Eastburn in Portland. It's Down to Funny with your host, Nick Gones. Also features comedy from myself, Christian Ricketts, Nick Walker, and Randy Mendez, as well as a few others. That starts at 8:30. It's 1800 East Burnside in Portland. So check that out. And on the 15th, that's also a Friday night, it's going to be in Corvallis at Cloud and Kelly's. It's Shingles the Sad Clown's Cavalcade of Sorrow with five comics, and Shingles will be hosting the show. That's a 9:30 show, $3 to $5 sliding scale, Cloud and Kelly's, 126 Southwest 1st in Corvallis. It's going to be featuring myself, John Severs, Alex Alvarez, Michael Cunningham, and another fella whose name is escaping me right now. So go check out those comedy shows or go do some rocking. That's all I got for you right now. We will update this next week. Go ahead. What you got?
Shingles has nothing to do with – Shingles Clan has nothing to do with the disease. It's just his name.
Oh, yeah. He used to have shingles, but now he just is. Get out and do something fun, you guys. We'll talk to you next time on TagCastPodcast.com. Bitches.
TagCastPodcast.com.